this is. He's a kid! A DCU's Batman, Young Justice cartoon universe, Hogwarts AU. Written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper. With additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the seventh story in the series House Rules. Before you freak out, I want to tell you something, Dinah says, as soon as she meets Ollie at the train station. Ollie blinks, turns a little pale.
What do they do? It's only been half a year. Did they lose Speedy? I knew we should have just gotten them a cat. At least cats can wear collars.
He levitates his luggage, and they begin to walk toward the carriages. They didn't lose Speedy. Speedy is doing remarkably well for a rat being shared between two first years in separate houses. It's about Roy.
What did he do? It's only half a year into his second year. What the hell could he have possibly done so fast? Isn't he on the team now? Isn't he supposed to be too busy to get into trouble? Pretty bird! Is he failing a class? He's too smart to fail! Dinah!
If you'd calm down and stop jumping to conclusions, I'd tell you, Dinah replies, linking their arms together. Honestly, I don't know if it's funny how damn nervous you are about your kids or pathetic. How is Connor even your kid?
I don't know, Dinah. I don't know.
Oliver sighs.
He's more put together than I was at any age.
He's more put together than most of the human race, I think. Dinah leans into Ollie's side. And Roy kind of has a not-so-little crush on a first year.
What kind of first year? Is she in Gryffindor? Is she smart? Is she pretty? Is she nice? Is she bossy? Is she tall? Is she short? From around here? Overseas?
He is a Slytherin. He's very smart for a boy his age.
I don't know if he's pretty or not. First years all tend to fall into the category of cute and wide-eyed miscreants. He seems very nice. I don't know if he's bossy. Considering that he hangs around Rose Wilson, he's not very tall.
He's a first year. Give him time, he'll grow. And he's from America.
Hey.
Ollie blinks.
Well, I think we might have to use that talk you were planning to give Mia on him.
That's what I said. Dinah pauses as Ollie levitates his things into the carriage, climbing in after. Ollie settles in next to her.
If the boy part is supposed to freak me out, I'm hurt that you would think that. I like to think I'm very open-minded.
No, the boy part isn't supposed to freak you out.
Is it the Slytherin part? Because I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. If it was good enough for Zatanna, it's good enough for our kids.
No, I haven't told you the part that's going to freak you out yet. Dinah waits until the carriage starts moving. Do you remember last year when Roy wrote home about his new best friend, Jason Todd? Ollie narrows his eyes in suspicion.
Yes. Why? Jason didn't suddenly get held back a year and switch to Slytherin, did he? Is Roy dating Jason? I knew it.
No! Would you let me finish? Dinah smacks Ollie's arm. He's crushing on Jason's little brother, Tim Drake. Newly adopted son of Bruce Wayne.
Ollie turns a little green.
And that's the part that's meant to freak you out.
Roy likes the Wayne kid? Ollie whines. This kid is going to be the end of me.
Dinah threads her fingers through his hair at the back of his head. I know. Let it out, Ollie. Let it out.
When you say likes, do you mean like, or just like? Ollie asks. And Dinah swears to God that Ollie is still a teenager in a grown man's body sometimes. Does Tim like him back? As a friend or as a friend?
Jesus, Ollie, I'm a teacher, not their BFF. Why don't you ask Mia? She keeps up with this kind of thing.
Do you think this is something he'll grow out of?
Ollie turns to her, pathetic hope in his eyes.
It could be just a phase.
I doubt it.
You haven't seen him moon over him yet.
Ollie, it's actually very intense.
Hey kids, how's it going?
Ollie ruffles Mia's hair, pulls Connor into a rough hug.
Where's your brother?
Mia snorts, and Connor shrugs.
With Jason and the others?
Ollie kneels down. Okay. Good. So, Spill, what's this about Roy having a crush?
Pop, it's not even a crush anymore. Mia sighs. It's ridiculous. It's a drama at this point.
Ollie turns to Dinah, as if to ask, are you kidding me?
Dinah crosses her arms. I told you so.
He is pining, Pop. Pining,
Mia continues,
and making the dumbest excuses to meet up with him. I've read better fan fiction than this.
Ollie grimaces.
He's not the smoothest operator, then, is he?
He's been sending charmed messages that just say hi, Dinah adds in. They have potions study sessions.
Potions?
Ollie frowns.
What, he's tutoring Tim? Wouldn't Tim go to Jason for help first?
It's the other way around, Pop, Connor says.
He's asking Tim for tutoring. He's a second year. It's his second best subject.
Ollie stares.
That doesn't even make any logical sense.
He's not much of a flirt.
This kid.
Ollie sighs.
All right, enough about Roy. How are you guys? Where's Speedy? The rat still in one piece?
Hi, Pop, Roy says, tramping in from the snow, followed by a small mob of dark-haired children.
And it's not that Ollie doesn't like Bruce's kids. He thinks Bruce is an uptight prick, but his kids are all right. Sins of the father and all that. Still, he can't help but feel a bit exasperated and chagrined over the fact that his kid is best friends with Wayne's kid, and is apparently having an extreme bout of hormones and feelings over another one of his kids.
Ollie watches Roy turn towards where Jason and his family is. The smallest of the four, bundled in a Slytherin scarf and an oversized dark red sweater, ducks his head. Ollie watches with a growing sense of resignation the way Roy just melts into a smile.
You're 12,
Ollie sighs, leaning his chin on his hand.
I can't believe this. I thought I was in the clear for at least another 3 to 4 years. What? Never mind. Go play with your friends. I'm going to go talk with Pretty Bird about how goddamn crazy my life is. The end.